Good morning. This is Rosemary Trojek with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today, I have Mr. Dave McSpadden and Amy Troll with RTC Missions. So tell me, Dave, a little bit about RTC Missions and the hospital that you have over in Kenya.
I'd love to. This is such a wonderful story that started in Waxahachie.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a local initiative. I was on my way to a weekly Rotary meeting at the Civic Center on some Thursday noon back in December of 2021. And this big guy walks up to the door of the ballroom the same time I did, and we're shuffling back and forth behind it. I said, "Well, I don't recognize you. Are you here for a meeting?" He said, "Oh, yes." He said, "I'm looking for the Rotary meeting." I said, "Well, you found it. This is it. And are you a member of Rotary?" He said, "Yes. Oh, yes. I'm a member of the Rotary Club of Sunamigori, Kenya."
Wow.
Yeah, wow. I was like, we never had anybody from, mm-hmm. actually from any other state, much less overseas. So God put him in my path, and I guess he put me in his path.
Mm-hmm.
I invited him to lunch to be my guest, and I took him home after the meeting, visiting, trying to figure out what he was trying to do. And by that night, at dinner time, we were brothers.
That's wonderful.
And what he was trying to do was get some help for medical equipment for a hot little ministry and hospital he started in Kenya. And I said, "Well, how's it going?" And he said, "Well, it's going okay. Everybody loves my story. They recognize the need." But then they asked me, "Is it tax deductible if I gave you any donations?" And I said, "That's just Americans, you know, mm-hmm. how we are." I said, "But I can help you do that." So that's how it all got started. RTC Missions is a 501c3, a nonprofit organization based here in Waxahachie. And he and I formed a partnership where now he is a director and a partner in RTC Missions in Waxahachie. And I am the co-director, I guess you'd say, mm-hmm. of the RTC Mission Hospital in Kenya now. So it's just blown up since then,
mm-hmm.
and thanks to all of the amazing local support from people here in Ellis County, we've now gone from a sheet metal shack delivering babies, like 400 of them in 2021.
Wow!
And now we're a level 4 hospital.
That's incredible.
It is. It's an amazing story, and one of just repeated miracles after miracles. So I'm very, very blessed to
yeah.
be involved in it. It's a calling at this point,
mm-hmm.
and so I don't get paid, but I work at it every day, and it's really important. The other thing that's been a real blessing is that very early on, Amy found out about that I was going on a trip
mm-hmm.
to check it out just to be sure it was everything that he said it was.
Yeah.
And she decided to go with us. So it was Amy, Sam Otieno, my partner, and me. Mm-hmm. Jump on an airplane and
yeah.
9,000 miles away. And it was stunning. It was an amazing trip. And that's how it all got started and how Amy got involved.
That's really neat. And with this, y'all have traveled back and forth for many years now, almost it seems like 5. And there's a film that you've done and a local WHS student has done. Can you tell us a little bit about that film, Amy?
Sure. So I work for Waxahachie ISD, and I met Tucker through school,
mm-hmm.
A school trip. And so that's how I knew about, you know, this, you know, pro film class, which is just incredible, the opportunities that these kids have. And so whenever we went in 2022, was really kind of like when the seed was planted for this needs to be a film. This story needs to be told. And, you know, I have some, you know, basic experience
yeah.
and knowledge with videography. But, you know, Tucker, he is really gifted. And he is just, you know, I've seen his work. I got to watch him work in New York City. And so so I was just really excited to invite him, to, you know, and just the fact that he was able to go, and the Waxahachie High School admin allowed him to go. It's a big mm-hmm. deal to take a kid across the Atlantic.
Yes. It's not an easy feat.
It's a big deal to the school people. It's a big deal to his mama, you know, so it was a big ask. And I'm just so incredibly grateful that he was able to go and have this experience. And, you know, he's going to have some opportunities to share his perspective of it. But this film is beautiful. It is, it really captures just what is going on there and what God is doing there. You know, the RTC hospital is not just for physical ailments or delivering babies. It is a beautiful picture of God's provision for the whole lives of these people. They have savings programs. They have places to come for these widows who are almost all HIV positive. So you know, they come together, they support each other, they figure out how to save their money and how to run their businesses, and they have things for the men of the country who are alcoholics. And so it really is just a life-giving place.
Yeah.
And this film tells the story of that. And we just want everybody who is available to come and share it with us. And, you know, so much of our support, really all of it, has been right here in Ellis County and a lot of people from Waxahachie. And so, you know, we want to give back in a way, you know, like come for free. We'll have popcorn and drinks and share this beautiful story with you. So,
and y'all were there when he filmed. It was about roughly 2 weeks. And this film is 30-ish minutes.
It's about 30 to 40 minutes by the time we get credits in there.
Yeah.
And then we'll have some time, you know, a short Q&A and just being able to hear from Tucker, his perspective. He just graduated high school, so he is on his way, you know, to being a full-fledged film student, and we're just so excited for him. And then we'll have dessert and coffee afterwards.
That's really neat.
Outside and, you know, in the lobby, and so we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, and the audience will be able to hear from people who have actually gone.
Yes.
I know, like, y'all will be there, John Garrett, other people who have attended.
One of the things that we have grown up and involved in doing is we've been able to start doing surgical mission trips.
Wow.
So we've done several of them. In fact, we have another one coming up. We have another mission trip coming up the 2nd of September. If anybody in the audience has ever dreamed of going to a mission trip on Africa, even if you're non-medical, we'd be happy to interview you and see if there's some way you can contribute under the category of helping hand.
Yeah.
All you need to do is contact rtcmissions.org. That's Dave at rtcmissions.org, and I'll be happy to visit with somebody about that. But these people, the surgeons, the nurses, the people that have gone on these trips, many of them are actually going to be there and will be able to offer some testimony themselves. But it's going to be just a beautiful experience. As Amy mentioned, it's free. There's no tickets involved. It's open to the public. We have about 250 seats at the Texas Theater. And the doors will open at 6:30, and the film will actually start playing at 7. So there's plenty of time to come in and get seats, but there's only 200 seats. So just if you're hearing this and you have a thought about coming, and we hope you do, just come early and get yourself a seat.
Yeah, we want to pack it out.
We want to pack it out.
Of course.
And if necessary, we can find a way to show it again if we overrun. But we'd like to have that problem.
Oh, yeah, of course. And this will be on June 23rd, which is coming up. And this is, like you said, completely free to the public. This is your opportunity to truly see what God has done in this mission. It is truly incredible. And it just sounds like what a ministry and what a compassion and a heart to serve. And if you are listening to this and you have a heart to serve and, you know, helping with other people, what an incredible thing that God put in your path almost 5 years ago. And it's, like you said, a level 4 hospital that y'all have started from like ground zero, it sounds like, a metal shack to now a full-fledged hospital.
And continuing to grow.
Shout out to our local Rotary Club. Our Rotary Club here in town does a lot of good things here in town, but we're also very heavily involved in international mission work. And most people don't realize that. In fact, because of our Rotary Club, this hospital now has a new ambulance.
Wow.
We have a new 6-bed kidney dialysis center that didn't exist before. The only one in the Cassapol sub-county of the Houma Bay County we're in, which is about a population of 200,000 people. And chronic kidney disease is a big deal over there as it is here. So we're saving lives, and the Rotary Club has been behind every one of these moves. It's been just a beautiful, beautiful partnership.
That's incredible.
RCC, by the way, the acronym stands for Righteousness Through Christ. So when we say RTC Hospital in Kenya, that's what we're talking about. It's a ministry. When we say RTC Missions here in Waxahachie, it's a ministry. So those two ministries married together is changing and saving lives every day.
That's wonderful. And like we said earlier, this film, can you say what the film, the name of the film is again? I'm so sorry.
It's called Maisha Bora, which means a better life in Swahili. And as soon as we heard that phrase, it just really landed in our hearts. And I think for me, being the creative one, I was like, that's the name of the movie.
Yes.
So back in 2022, I was like, you know, I was making notes in my phone and kind of wrote, you know, the beginnings of a script. And and so it's just, it's really exciting to see it come together.
Oh, yeah.
And to actually be, you know, something we can sit and watch together.
It's a true fruit of y'all's labor that you're seeing, not only that other people can truly see. They can hear these wonderful stories and see the beautiful pictures, but now having a film that documents it, that's pretty incredible.
It's
exciting. And it's really cool that a local student put it together. Like, just the way God put it all in y'all's path is incredible. So this film will be premiering June 23rd, 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30, right in downtown Texas Theater. Thank you to John Garrett. I mean, that's incredible.
Yes, we want to thank John Garrett, you know, who owns the Texas Theater, for opening the doors for that. And then also, you know, here KBEC, we thank for them helping us to get the word out to our chamber. Chase Life Marketing, you know, they're helping us to spread the word too. And so we just, we've got a lot of local love that's coming together, and so it just, it warms our hearts, and everyone in Kenya just is so grateful for everything that the people here in Ellis County are doing for them. Some of them, it blows their mind. They don't even understand it, but it's a big deal.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I look forward to seeing this movie on June 23rd at the Texas Theater starting at 7 p.m. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.